This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Funeral services for Brazilian soccer legend Pelé is set for next week. Santos, the team club where Pelé played, said the public can pay respects Monday and before Tuesday's funeral at the team's home stadium near Sao Paulo. Pelé is being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at the age of 82 following a battle with cancer.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Pelé led his national team to an unprecedented 3 World Cup titles, becoming a worldwide ambassador for the sport. The Vatican announced Thursday that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, and conscious and stable, but that his condition remains serious. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Malca wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
East African and African Union officials are in the Tigray region of Ethiopia to launch a joint monitoring and verification mechanism for a peace deal signed in November to end the 2-year war. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Zimbabwe has banned all lithium exports, citing it was losing more than 1 billion euros exporting it as a raw mineral and not developing its vast supply for battery use in country. The Zimbabwe Ministry of Mines and Mining Development said it would also clamp down on the artisanal miners digging up lithium and smuggling the mineral out of the country. A Myanmar junta court wrapped up its trial of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Friday. A legal source told AFP, with the Nobel laureate jailed for a total of 33 years. On Friday, she was found guilty of 5 counts of corruption relating to the hiring and purchase and maintaining of a helicopter that had caused a loss to the state, according to the source. A prisoner of the military since the 2021 coup, Suu Kyi has been convicted on every charge against her, ranging from corruption to illegally possessing walkie-talkies and flouting COVID restrictions. Journalists have been barred from attending the court hearings, and Suu Kyi's lawyers have been banned from speaking to the media. A new wave of Russian missile strikes pounded cities throughout Ukraine Thursday, damaging power stations and other critical infrastructure. However, the Ukrainian military said it managed to neutralize most of the missiles, avoiding much larger damage. Russia has repeatedly used missiles to target Ukrainian cities, including strikes that have destroyed critical infrastructure sites, though it denies targeting civilians. The U.S. Coast Guard spent hours searching the waters off the state of Louisiana for 4 people on board a helicopter that crashed Thursday while departing an oil platform. It was not immediately clear if that search would resume today. The helicopter's pilot and 3 oil workers went down in the Gulf of Mexico. And President Joe Biden has signed a $1.7 trillion funding government operations bill. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The $1.7 trillion spending bill will keep the federal government operating through the end of the federal budget year in September, and it will provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine for its fight against the Russian military. Biden had until late Friday to sign the bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The Democratic-controlled House passed the bill 225-201, mostly along party lines, just before Christmas. The House vote came a day after the Senate, also led by Democrats, voted 68-29 to pass the bill with significantly more Republican support. Norman Hall, Washington.
And Pakistan said Thursday that at least 3 soldiers were killed in clashes with terrorists near the volatile border with Afghanistan. No group has taken responsibility. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.